All right. Good morning and welcome to today's stock market update for Wednesday, November 24th. Now, the markets were mixed yesterday and this morning we're seeing futures lower. We'll discuss what happened yesterday and what's moving the markets in today's stock market update. Now, if this is your first time, hi there. My name's Mark Hodge. I've been trading for 24 years and I'm also head coach at Rockwell Trading. And every morning, Marcus and I sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports. And then we take the most important news and go live here to share with you what you need to know as you approach the trading day. Now, if this is your first time here, I know it can be a bit overwhelming. So don't worry. We have a special video just for you that I will link in the description. And it's a great place to get started. Now, Marcus isn't with me this morning. He'll be back on Monday. But together, we have helped thousands of regular people understand how to trade these crazy markets and actually make money way beyond what your typical financial advisor would be able to do. So let's first take a look at yesterday. And let me bring up the charts here. Here's a chart of the S&P 500. And we see yesterday, we actually opened slightly lower. We dropped and then we closed higher for the session. So we're off of these record highs that we saw this week, but a pretty nice recovery after the dip that we saw yesterday morning. Here we have a 5-minute chart showing the same thing, opening lower, rallying a bit, coming down, hitting session lows, going sideways, and then a bit of a rally into the close, putting the S&P positive for the session. Now the Dow actually leading the way, the Dow finishing higher for the second consecutive day. The day before, it snapped a 3-day losing streak. And then even though it rallied a little bit, it showed some weakness closing at session lows. But yesterday, opening right up, dipping a little bit, just like the S&P, but then rallying, finishing the day up 0.6%. Now, the NASDAQ, another story. The NASDAQ dipping really down for most of the session. And then it ended up negative, so it stayed lower for most of the session and the entire session, but we actually saw that it came off of session lows. So a little bit of a bounce off of those session lows yesterday, even though the NASDAQ finished lower for the second day straight. Now, you know, part of this is the Fed chair nomination, Jerome Powell. It was expected, but with the potential for interest rates to be raised next year. We know about the tapering and the bond buying and how that's slowing, and there's a plan to reduce that and bring that to an end. But the idea that Jerome Powell will take the helm for another 4 years, which was pretty much expected, but became a little more up in the air over the last couple of weeks. I think that really just kind of solidified, gave the markets an excuse. Right. And if interest rates are rising and yields are rising in particular, we could look at the 10-year yield, then that has a tendency to put pressure on growth stocks. And we see that that's exactly what's happening here today. It's up a little bit more. But the day that President Biden made that nomination, the 10-year yield was higher. Yesterday, it was higher. So that's putting a little pressure on tech and growth stocks. Now, an interesting thing here, let's take a look at crude oil, because crude oil has been in the news. And yesterday, the U.S. Department of Energy said that it will tap into 50 million barrels of oil from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve alongside several other countries, which included China, India, Japan, South Korea, and the U.K. So there was this coordinated effort to introduce more supply. OPEC plus countries typically have a major impact on supply when it comes to oil, and they've kept their supply at levels that are a little bit lower. Some countries wanted that to be raised, and that was not the case. So countries are stepping in to try and introduce more supply to oil. And yesterday, crude oil traders didn't care. crude oil finished higher by 2.3%. So you'd think that with more supply, there would be lower prices, right? Because when supply is tight, then prices can rise because of demand. Not the case yesterday. Crude oil is flat today. So interesting to see that crude oil futures really didn't move much today, or they moved in the opposite direction yesterday, as some people would expect. Now, part of this is because the 50 million barrels from the strategic reserve probably isn't enough to really matter. And when you're releasing barrels from the strategic reserve, it's more of a short-term way to combat demand. And oil's risen 70% over the last year, with OPEC, the OPEC group of oil-producing countries, holding supply down, while demand has rebounded strongly because of the coronavirus. And so what you have here with oil is kind of a perfect storm for higher prices, because when the pandemic was in full effect, there was less demand for oil, which meant that oil, you know, producers had to slow their production, right? Because of costs. So you had the same issues that other businesses had. You had supply chain issues, and you had costs that you had to cover. So you had to slow down production. And it's not as easy to ramp everything back up. But then you also have the same supply chain issues, how you get this supply out there. But demand has risen significantly. So you have higher demand, you have lower supply, you're trying to ramp up supply, and you also have the concerns of getting it to where it needs to be. So, you know, it sounds like it was a good effort by the White House and these other countries, but that's why, at least right now, crude oil isn't dropping down to 50 bucks a barrel, because there's other factors at play, right? So anyway, it'll be interesting to see what crude oil does as we head into the holidays and over the next couple of weeks. But right now, not a whole lot this morning, and yesterday up 2.3%. Now, I want to bring up the economic calendar, and I want to take a look at a few things that happened today. Today, actually an active day when it comes to the economic calendar, although it's the day before Thanksgiving. Markets are closed tomorrow, at least in the U.S. U.S. exchanges are closed for Thanksgiving. I am thankful for many things, and I hope that you take a moment to be thankful for what you're thankful for as well. And with that said, typically Wednesday is a lower volume, light volatility trading day. Thursday, U.S. exchanges are closed. And then on Friday, you have a short trading day where markets are open just until 1 p.m. Eastern. So typically the Friday after Thanksgiving has the lowest volume of the month. And typically the day before Thanksgiving is the second lowest, or one of the lowest volume days of the month, as traders take some time off and there isn't a whole lot going on. But there are some reports here. We had preliminary GDP. So the second quarter GDP growth was revised up slightly to 2.1%. And it was below the estimate of 2.2%. Durable goods orders declined 0.5%, worse than expectations as well. So durable goods down 0.5% compared to a 2% increase. The real notable thing here, I think, is unemployment claims. Unemployment claims coming in at 199,000 claims. So last week, 199,000 Americans filed for unemployment for the first time. This is the lowest since the pandemic began, and actually the lowest since 1969, which when I saw that headline, that caught me by surprise, but the lowest level since 1969. So this could be having an impact on futures, because futures are pointing to a lower start. It looked like there was a little dip before that information came out, but again, the Fed uses data like prices and also jobs data to make their policy decisions. And if unemployment claims are the lowest that they've been since 1969, then it has some traders a little concerned, because will the Fed make decisions more aggressively if the job market is doing well? And that's debatable because there are some other factors there. But short term, that could be what traders are focused on, and it looks like we're pointing towards a lower start. I want to mention a few notable movers today. Let's look at Gap. The ticker is GPS. So Gap getting hammered, just hammered overnight. Look at this. Gap down 21%. Gap trading back at levels that we haven't seen since October of 2020. They reported adjusted quarterly profit and adjusted quarterly profit of 27 cents a share, but this was well short of the 50 cent expectation that analysts were expecting. They also cut their full year forecast, and that's something that traders are definitely keeping an eye on. What's going to happen in the future? The retailer said they were hit by higher costs for shipping, as well as an extended factory closure in Vietnam, where it sources 30% of its product. So Gap just really taking a beating pre-market. So you look at another one, Nordstrom. The ticker is JWN. JWN. This is from an old trade. I can delete this. I did not have a trade here. Made some money on JWN this year, but I am not in it. I do not like to sell puts ahead of earnings for this very reason. So JWN, look at this, down 24%. And similar to the Gap, putting that at levels not seen since 2020. Instead of the Gap, though, we're looking at levels not seen since November rather than October. So JWN just getting hammered. They plummeted after reporting earnings of 39 cents a share. This was short of the 56 cent expectation by analysts. The retailer also hurt by rising labor costs and inventory issues, saying inventories were especially short in women's apparel and shoes, where demand rebounded more strongly than expected. So there was some demand there, but they didn't have inventory to supply that demand, and they weren't able to profit from it. So that's one that's having a tough time. Let's look at Deere. Deere also reported earnings. Now, Deere seeing a positive move pre-market, up 2.5%. The farm equipment maker reported earnings of $4.12 a share. I guess my dog Chip likes this one. Beating expectations of $3.90. Revenue came in slightly below forecast, but Deere said solid demand for its products helped cushion the impact of a month-long worker strike. Deere up 2.4%. Not as high as it was earlier pre-market, but still looking to have a good start. Now, I also want to bring up, Chip, you can't do that. Come on now. I want to bring up Dollar Tree. So Dollar Tree, they reported earnings yesterday, up 9.2%. At least I believe it was yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. But the real kicker here that I thought was interesting is Dollar Tree is now the buck and a quarter tree. Well, they're still the Dollar Tree, technically. Some price hikes were first announced in September, but yesterday Dollar Tree said prices on the majority of its products will climb to $1.25 from $1 by the first quarter of next year. And this decision is permanent. So this changes the I'll buy that for a dollar philosophy that the company has held for three decades. Traders liking that news just because that gives more profit margin there, and especially since that decision is permanent. One last comment. Let's look at Tesla. We got to look at Tesla. So Tesla down 4% yesterday, down almost 3% pre-market. Not big, big moves, but it looks like now we're finding a little bit of a range here between 1,000 and 1,200 here. And this comes as a regulatory filing show that Elon Musk exercised options to buy 2.15 million shares at those prices that he's able to exercise those options. That's a no-brainer. So, of course, that would happen. But he sold 934,091 shares, just over $1 billion worth of stock. And since his Twitter poll on November 6th, asking whether he should sell stock or not, Musk has unloaded 9.2 million shares worth $9.9 billion. So Tesla down a little bit. So taking one last look at futures, we're pointing to a lower start. S&P, E-mini S&P, E-mini Dow down about 0.5%. NASDAQ leading the futures lower, down 0.75%. And before I wrap things up this morning, I want to say that you should make sure to check out our other videos, especially if you are new, where we cover all sorts of trading education and our two favorite strategies, the PowerX strategy and the Wheel strategy. Now, I'm going to see if there are opportunities for us to trade those strategies as we approach the open today with our mastermind group. No stock market update tomorrow because of the holiday. No stock market update on Friday because it's a short day. We're going to enjoy the holiday. Traders don't always trade, but we'll be back here on Monday and for the rest of the week. So until Monday, like this video and happy trading, everybody.